Welcome to N Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast on the PodcastDetroit.com network. And we have as our guest our drone law expert, drone law pro, Enrico Schaefer. Enrico, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
So where are you in the world today? Are you back in Traverse City?
I'm in beautiful Traverse City where it's getting closer to summer, but not quite there yet.
Yeah, we've had about 3 days of it here in Detroit, I think. So, yeah, it's feeling a little bit UP-like in Detroit today, so I can only imagine what it's like in TC.
Oh, yeah. So one of the exciting things
up here today.
Yes. That's sort of, you know, Matt's an old Traverse City Eagle record guy, so he knows all about that weather up there, right?
Yep.
So anyway, you're going to be tagging along on the Automation Alley show, to the Paris Air Show, at the end of this month. I don't call the date, but I think it's June 25th, 4th, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's a week-long show in Paris. It's the largest air show in the world with hundreds of thousands of people who attend. And the state of Michigan, through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, in partnership with Automation Alley, does these trade missions where they put together groups of Michigan companies within industry sectors and organizes, sponsors, and helps pay for the Michigan companies to go attend to that event in a big common booth where you've got 10 companies set up. And other states do this as well. But the state of Michigan has been really successful over the years with their trade missions. And I'm fortunate enough to be invited along this year to be able to go to the Paris Air Show.
Wow. Paris in June. That sounds like really rough duty, man. My condolences.
Yeah. So are you going to be talking about drones, I assume? Yes.
Yes, and so there's all kinds of things that are going on at the show that the Michigan Development Economic Corporation and Automation Alley set up. There is the show itself, and of course, then there's these massive vendor areas. And the state of Michigan has a big piece of real estate. It's a vendor section, and all 10 companies, including myself, will be there representing the state of Michigan. And so it's less of a speaking gig and more of a vendor. Let's bring Michigan companies to Paris. Let's bring French and international companies into Michigan to do business. And so there's a number of companies that are going. There's a helicopter manufacturer that's a Michigan company. There's a precision machine manufacturer, software companies on engineering software. Electronics companies servicing the aerospace and aviation industries. And we may be the only true service provider in the trip, but we are going to bring back aviation companies looking to do drone business in the United States. And that's a big piece of the puzzle for a lot of companies. A lot of the best pilots or some of the best technology is, you know, outside the United States, and those companies want to come to the U.S. to do business and bring their pilots and do particular flight operations for customers here. So Drone Law Pro, we're there in order to get those companies up to speed on what the federal and state regulations are for UAS and help advise them as to how to protect their intellectual property once they get here.
And from our previous conversations, I think our regulations are more restrictive than those around the world, right?
In general, yes. The U.S. is lagging far behind many other countries because it precludes a lot of different types of commercial drone flights without having to jump through a large number of hoops that really make it challenging to do business. And right now, the U.S. for commercial operations is highly regulated. For recreational, it's not nearly as regulated. But for commercial operations, if you're in class B, C, D, and surface area E airspace, which is a lot of the places that drone companies want to fly, you have to go to the FTC and get permission from air traffic control in order to conduct an operation there. Well, right now, that's a website that you have to go to, and you have to put in all your information, and you have to wait sometimes 4 to 8 or more weeks to hear back from the FAA. For commercial drone operators, that's a very difficult and burdensome proposition because customers usually want to know whether or not you can fly for them, and if so, when. And it's a tough sales cycle when the answer is, I'm not sure and maybe not.
Yeah, absolutely. So
all of that's changing. All of it's going to change over time, Matt. It's just a slow process in the U.S.
Yeah. Now, the Paris Air Show, is that out at Charles de Gaulle Airport, or is it near that area, or where do they host that? Do you know?
No, the Paris Air Show, is at La Bourget Airport, and they have all kinds of demonstrations going on there with some of the largest aircraft in the world. At the same time that they have the show going on. So it's a spectacular event from what I understand, and the some really, you know, leading edge technology that tends to get shown off by the biggest corporations in the world in the aviation space at the show.
Interesting. And it might land you a few extra clients. What the heck, right? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, I would say that this will be a very successful trade mission for us. We already have, 40% of our clients are already from overseas. And so it's a natural for us to go there. And a lot of folks in aviation are looking to extend their intellectual property rights into the U.S., looking to conduct aviation in the U.S., and they need a U.S. law firm to assist them on the regulatory issues at a minimum, and certainly the intellectual property issues as well.
Now, do you have a meeting set up already for this trade mission, or are you in the process of doing that?
So one of the great things about all of this is that the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and Automation Alley have vendors who coordinate all of that. And so whereas if you go do a show for a particular industry niche, usually it's your own staff that's trying to bird dog everything and get things set up. In this instance, the state of Michigan, through Automation Alley and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, literally take care of everything. And so they are setting up meetings for all 10 companies, as well as ourselves, that match our service offerings. They've got events that they're coordinating that will be attending. Governor Snyder will be there, also helping to bring aviation business back to the state of Michigan. And we'll get some FaceTime with Governor Snyder to help him understand what Drone Law Pro does in our space of UAS and how we're connected to international business. Michigan does a really good job of bringing international business to the state. And, we may have as much international business as anyone on the list.
So speaking of drones and Traverse City, how is your drone park coming?
So the drone park's coming along. We're looking at different spaces. And the thing that's taking up more time than anything is that our nonprofit Shared Skies, that sharedsky.org, is working with the county and the municipal law enforcement and fire departments in order to help them integrate drones into their operations. It's a natural for both parties. Certainly one of the safety areas that drones can offer is in police and fire protection. And so the more that people in the real world get to see drones doing really good things, the easier it is to get people to accept this new and interesting and in some ways somewhat visible and invasive technology into our daily lives.
All right. I was just curious if there's anything new in drone law or drone regulation that you've heard of lately. I know we had a flurry of activity last year.
Yeah, we did. And there's been a number of things that have happened. There was a case that got decided recently, and I don't believe we talked about it last time, but essentially, it was a hobbyist who had challenged the FAA's attempt to try and get people to register their drones as recreational or hobbyist users. And so that case finally wound its way through the courts. And at the end of the day, the courts agreed that the FAA had overstepped its jurisdiction because of a 2012 statute that precluded the FAA from regulating consumer drones or recreational hobby drone use. And so this Taylor versus FAA case came down on the side of the hobbyists and said that the FAA cannot regulate model aircraft, which includes drones. So, so a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people registered as recreational users. I think it was the $10 registration fee. And so everyone's wondering whether or not they get their $10 back.
Good luck with that. Government gives, but takes, but doesn't give, right? So.
Very rarely. I don't know exactly what the law is in this area, but my guess is that until the court strikes it down, they probably get to keep the money. But all that probably will be worked out somewhere down the line. And, you know, it means that Congress is going to have to go back and figure out what do they want to happen with recreational drone regulations. It's doubtful that Congress wants nothing. They do want, back in 2012, they did want people to mess with the RC aircraft community. And so that's how that provision ended up in the 2012 Reauthorization Act for the FAA. In 2017, Congress, by and large, is talking about adding more regulations to drone use all the time. And the fact that the FAA has got both hands tied behind their back on recreational drone use is probably going to mean the Congress will step in and say, here's what we want the FAA to do with recreational drone use. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that that there's a good argument for zero regulations, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be something to make sure that these drones, which can go miles into the sky, aren't interacting with manned aircraft or invading other people's privacy or trespassing on their, you know, on whatever it is you own above your blades of grass in your yard.
Yeah, you'd hate to see one up in the air during the Blue Angel show at the National Cherry Festival in beautiful Traverse City, for one thing, right?
God.
You wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah, we don't, and we're actually working with the Traverse City Police Department to help them understand what options they have if drones start going up during, for instance, the Cherry Festival, which we all know they will, because literally an 8-year-old could pull one out of the box and have it in the air within, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. So, you know, unless they are aware of what the rules are or where you should and should not fly, then, you know, there's going to be a problem. And even though the FAA can't regulate recreational drones, there are something called TFRs, which are temporary flight restrictions, which occur whenever the president flies in and out somewhere or whenever there's an air show. All air traffic is grounded, and so you can't be putting your drones in the sky during those events in those areas.
Well, I've seen drones that have like a big net on them that some countries are using that literally capture the offending drone and bring it down. That's one option, I suppose. Non-lethal, or you wouldn't shoot it down.
Don't shoot it down. It's always a bad idea. It's an aircraft, so the FAA might not appreciate you shooting at aircraft. But it's a great point, and there is some technology out there that that can help bring drones down. The real challenge is, as you've already hinted at, is Mike, you can't find the operator sometimes, because these drones can fly so far away that you see a drone, it's doing something it shouldn't be doing, but you have no idea where it came from. And even if you try and follow it home, chances are, because it's going as the bird flies, it's going to get to where it's going a lot faster than you can follow it in a car.
Absolutely.
All right, Enrico, we're inside our last minute. Why don't you tell folks how to get hold of you up there in Traverse City for more information about drone law for business use and also for recreational use?
Yeah, so we operate a website that is www.dronelaw.pro.pro. And there's a lot of information on the website that people can navigate and get information for free. If you have a more specific question, you're absolutely welcome to contact us. We'll always talk to you at no charge to see what your issue is. And if we think we can help you, we'll tell you what we can do, what you're going to get, and how much it's going to cost.
Fair enough.
All right. We want to thank Enrico and all of our guests here today, Enrico Schaefer of Drone Law Pro. For right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you've been listening to the M Squared TechCast on the PodcastDetroit.com network.
Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.